Let's go to our New York studios and Inside Her Story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay, and happy Friday, everybody. So, Tom, my guest this morning spent her life in an often thankless job. She is a retired teacher. Now, my mom is a retired teacher, so I know from behind the scenes how much these teachers give so much of themselves, often more than they have, to help our children be their best, no matter how difficult those children often can be. Now, my guest this morning, Tom, is a special teacher who went above and beyond to help one particular student that many back in the day might have described as lanky, awkward, and challenged in so many ways. But she saw something special in this student who ended up having a huge crush on her, but nothing ever happened. Today, Tom, that student is a huge success, depending on your definition of success. So I'm going inside her story with Mrs. Doris Green, who taught at C.A. Johnson High School in Columbia, South Carolina. Tom, that student is J. Anthony Brown. Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Good morning to all of you. Is that Jay?
Did he laugh like that back in the day, Mrs. Green?
Did he have the cackle then?
Did he have that girly cackle?
I wasn't even in her class, Jackie. I would just go up to see her.
So Mrs. Green, Jay.
Jay,
be quiet.
Say?
Oh my God.
Jay, we understood. We wanted to bring you on. Jay had no idea. But apparently, Jay, calm down. Now, apparently, Jay had a huge crush on you back in the day. Oh. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I didn't know it until someone called me after hearing Jay on the Tom Joyner Show. And the person said, "Did you teach J. Anthony Brown?" I said, "He was a student at C.A. Johnson when I was there." She said, "Well, he just gave you a shout-out." And this must have been about 10 years ago.
Yeah, he's been talking about you for the last 20.
Well,
and said that if he had the chance to take you to dinner today, he still would. That's how strong
this
crush is.
I am calling to invite Jay to dinner.
Oh.
The next time he's in Columbia,
such an honor to go to dinner with you.
I would love to have you, Jay.
Where's Mr. Green?
Say that again.
Where's Mr. Green?
Mr. Green is in heaven.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
In fact, she was married. Did that work at the time. They taught at the school, Blair.
Oh yeah.
So, oh my. Yeah. He was.
Mr. Green was a teacher as well.
Yeah.
And you still were.
I would not make eye contact with that man. And
punk.
So Jay, tell us about this crush you had on Mrs. Green.
Even though you weren't in that class.
You know what? She was just so nice. She was one of the nicest teachers at that school.
Oh, you're keeping it clean.
She was up on the third floor, and I never even had classes on the third floor. But
I
made
it
my way.
That's where the accelerated students were?
That's
where
the real smart kids were up there.
You were in the basement.
I was in the basement.
And Miss Green looked real good, huh?
She was so beautiful. And not just beautiful, but her spirit was very, very nice. She was
such
a nice. She would always tell me, young man, get away from my door. She would
But
Mrs.
Jay,
Green, go ahead, Mrs. Green.
I want Jay to know just how very proud we are.
Thank you so much.
You're having won the NAACP Image Award and the Peabody Award. Those are two awards not to take lightly. And then your appearance on the 2012 South Carolina African American History Calendar.
That was very nice. That
calendar went out to students throughout the state of South Carolina. So you have become a role model for thousands of students.
Did you know that he's Entertainer of the Year for the Sigmas?
No,
yes, ma'am.
Congratulations.
Yes, ma'am.
For Phi Beta Sigma. That's amazing.
But I have also noted that Jay is an artist. When we have dinner, I really want to have an intellectual conversation with you.
Bless your heart.
And I want to hear this alter ego, the artist.
I will bring you some of my art. I will definitely bring you some of my art.
She has one of your books, Jay.
I have one of your books that I want you to autograph.
Church announcements.
Church announcements.
And we want to have Linda Davis Huggins at this dinner, too.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Because she tells such wonderful stories of you.
The scariest thing was I was in the airport one time, and this very attractive young lady comes up to me and says, "You said something about my mama." I'm like, you know, because I say something about everybody's mama. And she said, "Miss Green is my mom." I'm like, oh, my God. I am so sorry. I apologize.
No, my daughter. Jay, my daughter loves to tell that story. And she's listening this morning.
Oh,
Mrs. Green, if any of your daughters want to, you know, date Jay, he is still single.
Well, I have two daughters.
Oh, maybe you should bring
single.
Them.
Keep them up, Miss Green. Okay. Miss Green, you're a smart woman. Keep those girls away from them. But Miss Green, what are you doing?
I am fully retired, and I read where Jay said, "Follow your passion." So I'm passionate about gardening and playing bridge and doing my church work.
Oh,
well, so is Jay.
So
those
much.
Are all of his hobbies too.
Yeah,
well, we must
likes
have
a garden tool.
We must have dinner, Jay.
We will
whenever
have
you come to Columbia.
Thank you so much, Jackie.
Lizard's thicket.
Oh, you got one coming, Jackie.
Delightful. Mrs. Green, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a nice Memorial Day weekend, Mrs. Green. All right, Jackie.